All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry-flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me when I saw this woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyways.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down impossible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, this shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
Where the stars in this piece of shit?
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't start some shit? I'll fucking take all you want!
Hello.
How's it going?
Lovely, thank you.
Good.
Hopefully we're all being heard clearly.
Yes. We are working to correct our technical difficulties week after week.
For 7 years.
For a while there, it was all right. You know.
It's a long road.
It's a long and arduous journey.
Yeah, says seven-week-old scapegoat.
Hey, listen, hey, even when
I'm part of the road to 300. It's a serious road.
Yes, it is a serious road.
This is the road to 300.
I would like to think that even when we have the occasional technical difficulty, we still sound better than 99% of the other shows out there.
Oh, you're right, because we're not recording on a MacBook in our parents' basement.
Right. We're not recording on a 10 mic, or we're not
eight people around one mic.
Right, exactly. We're not all right. Exactly. Yep. So we do have we address the fact that we have issues.
Yep.
But we'd like to think that you stick around with us.
Yep.
Yeah.
And clearly you are because you're still listening.
And after this year's Big Kev's Geek Stuff Begathon,
right?
All those problems should go away.
That's what we say all the time.
That's on you. That's on you, right? I mean,
that
technically.
That's right. That's on them. So use that Amazon link.
Yeah.
Use that PayPal donate button.
Indeed.
There you go. Both of which are available on BigKevsGeekStuff.com, home site of this program.
Correct.
That you're listening to. In case somehow you found us and you haven't found the home site, that's where it is.
It's entirely possible.
It is possible.
The home site.
You could stumble across us on YouTube.
On the YouTube.
iTunes.
Could be like
radio. Our numbers over there are very nice.
We
thank those listeners.
Who's our lead-in that we're getting great numbers over there?
I'm not sure. I don't recall off the top of my head.
We got to find out who our lead-in is and who our follow-up is.
Did I say this before?
No, I was going to say so we can start a radio
war. We're not starting a radio war.
Come on. One little war.
No.
How about a skirmish?
We don't need a skirmish. Beat the opponent soundly in the skirmish. Thank you, Brian Regan.
Just saying.
Wow.
So, yes. So
speaking of Road to 300, by the way, a little historical fact.
Sure. Here
we go.
We're on the road to the sesquicentennial of the Battle of Gettysburg.
Wow.
July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of this year. Sesquicentennial.
Isn't that
lovely? That's the 150.
That is the 150.
Yep.
Do you hear crickets or cicadas?
And I will be there.
I think. Well, I hear an annoying buzz.
Yeah,
so.
That's definitely. Woo.
That it? You done?
No, I'm done.
How's
I'm done.
Those
tweet
views coming?
I think it's very.
So anyway,
important. I think it's very well. When we get to the sesquicentennial of this joke, which is coming up soon, apparently, we'll find out.
Tweet views.
I said wow. I'd finish before Free Comic Book Day next year.
I don't recall that.
I made that commitment. If you go back through the episodes, it will
be there.
We'll
find
it. It is in there.
Wow. Okay.
It is truthfully in there, and I will finish before Free Comic Book Day next year.
All right.
You have like 8 books. You couldn't just churn them out. It's 140 characters.
You'd be surprised. I've read through a lot of them already. I got to boil them down. There are literally 45 to 50.
Oh, I don't
books.
Doubt it.
There's quite a large stack.
And out of that 50, there's probably only 5 or 6 that are worth reading.
Yeah. That is also true.
And what's really funny,
to read through like Tooth Fairy Chronicles, you know what I mean, and give a serious review.
We were actually at Suburban Vinyl.
That's
in
right.
Waldwick, New Jersey.
This past Friday, May
31st. For the G.I. Joe show.
That's right.
Which we'll talk about in a minute. But we were there, and we were actually discussing that it should be called Free, or was it you and I discussing this? It should be called Free Comic Ad Day.
Yes. Yes, we were discussing
Marvel
this.
Marvel Comics literally has 1 page of story and 35 pages of ads.
You're ruining a tweet view. Spoiler alert, everybody. No, but literally, you open the book. It's like, oh, this is a great art. Oh, this is just the cover. Oh, yeah. I'll read this next week. Awesome. Good stuff.
Well, that's
I feel
yeah. It is free ad day, more or less. Except that it's only free for us. It's not free for the shop owners.
But when we're
that's what
was,
I feel bad
it was
for.
You and I talking about this, right? Was it you and I, or I was talking to somebody I think at the G.I. Joe show about Free Comic Book Day, and I was saying how Archaea puts out new material every comic book day, and last year they put out a hardcover.
Yes,
I mean at least somebody is doing it the right way.
They go above and beyond.
They should be touted for that. Our friend. Over there used to be at Wizard Magazine.
Yes.
Are they still around, Wizard Magazine?
No.
In digital form.
I don't even know if they're around in digital form.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No.
I remember reading them and then
Wizard
I just
World
never
still
looked
doing
at
conventions.
It
Wizard World still doing conventions.
Yeah.
But I don't know that the magazine went away in publication and went to digital. But in all honesty, that was almost a year or two ago.
Right.
And I haven't heard anything about the digital platform. Whenever I go to the Wizard site, I only see advertisements for the next con.
It's
so,
just Comic Con.
Yeah,
it's like it. Yeah.
I think they are done.
Huh.
I think
fair
so. That,
enough.
So Wizard gone, Toy Fair gone.
Yep.
The blogs took over and did a better job.
Inquest.
That's the problem.
Inquest Gamer Magazine.
Inquest. Yeah, and there was the anime one too, wasn't there?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Anime Weekly or no.
Yeah,
anime
I know what you're talking
something.
About. Weekly. Yeah, I mean the problem is blogs, Twitter, all that stuff. You get it immediately. I'm not going to wait a month to read a collection of older news.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
But
it's those in-depth articles and,
right.
and interviews and stuff that they're most.
Except
yeah.
what happened was the Wizard magazine suddenly became the Wizard pamphlet plus price guide.
Yeah.
It was yep. 2 articles, a lot of them outdated
right.
and generally uninteresting. And then advertisements, a classified section, because mm-hmm. who the fuck wants that nowadays?
Right, I don't know.
And then a price guide.
Yeah.
So it's not so free comic ad day.
Right, exactly.
For Wizard
it was,
magazine.
Yeah, it was. I mean, that magazine just quickly, I mean, it just dove headfirst off a cliff.
Yeah, you're
let's,
right.
Let's talk about the G.I. Joe show.
Let's do it.
At Suburban Vinyl this past week, OG and I were present, Scapegoat not present.
That's right. also true.
And we saw a lot of great pieces by a lot of great artists
sure.
over there. And OG, why don't you tell us about the piece that you bought?
I did not buy a piece.
Yes, but OG threatened to buy a piece the entire evening.
No, let me tell you what happened in all seriousness.
Okay.
I really wanted a very specific piece.
Now who is the artist? Tell me.
I believe
list.
It was JC Rivera, I think. Oh,
no,
was it?
D10?
No. That's not the piece that I really wanted. That was my secondary
oh,
piece.
Oh, no, yeah, right. Yeah. No
piece,
it was Jason Rivera.
Yeah. The piece that I really wanted was the Clown Ninja piece, right?
Right.
I really wanted it. So, like, I went in the store with my card in hand to purchase it.
Right.
Right as Blinky
was buying
was
it.
Was buying it.
Out from under you.
Right. And after that, I just couldn't commit to anything else.
Shattered dreams.
It was shattered dreams.
I'm with you. There's that excitement of like, I got through the nut.
Yes. And then it was just, I couldn't commit.
But then he couldn't commit to the D10 piece, which I think is a lot more up your alley.
It, you know what? There's just something about that. I don't know what it was, but something about that other piece spoke to me.
Yeah.
And the D10 piece is gorgeous. It's steampunky.
Yep.
It's well done.
Mm-hmm.
It's clean. It's an awesome piece. It's reasonably priced, $85. But I just couldn't pull the trigger.
Let's say why, though. There was one piece, I think it was like the Queen.
Yes.
And then there were, it was actually three pieces that D10, right?
That's correct.
Did for the show. And they were like, it was like a queen sort of piece, steampunky queen right. sort of piece, and then two royal guard sort of pieces with right. little chains and things. There were three excellent pieces, except you couldn't imagine them apart.
That was one of the other problems. It kind of felt like if I bought one, I had to have three. And it's like, no, that I can't buy all three. Do I want to buy one? Like, you know, the collector's brain is a very finicky
yeah.
thing.
OG was not ready to drop $255 and, on buying you know, all three.
I'd have bought that Royal Guard and I'd put them on my shelf and I'd have loved them. But I would have been staring at that thing as we record the show, thinking to myself, fuck, I need the other guard and I need the queen.
Yep.
And I just can't have them.
Yep.
So it was just a very...
It was
a difficult, and I'm not saying I won't do it. They are all still for sale. If you go over to Suburban Vinyl, their website, we'll put a link in the show notes. You can check out the pieces that are still available, right. plus the prints that are still available. A lot of good stuff.
I gotta say, I just couldn't
pull the trigger.
I gotta say that Blue Ninja was one of the best pieces there.
It was, and the other pieces I really liked was
Blue Clown Ninja.
Was it Brian Collins was the artist, and it was those three barnacle.
Oh, yeah.
Looking guys.
Those ones are really
nice. Those
are
really, really cool, too. Hopefully, you're looking at pictures of these now, of course.
Yes, hopefully.
Either in the photo gallery, or maybe you've looked at them already, because I actually posted a gallery.
Oh, you did?
2 days ago on the website, so that's up already. But there was just a lot of great stuff.
There was a couple that I was zeroing in on as well, but I can't remember the name of the artist. I can't. Well, what was his name? He has a weird... name.
What was the piece?
It was like there were monsters.
Wasted Talent.
Wasted Talent.
Yeah. He was there that night.
Yeah, he was there. Uh-huh.
His pieces were really awesome.
His pieces are really good. Not really in any way related to G.I. Joe. Not that these necessarily needed
to be. They didn't have to be, yeah. But yeah. I really liked Chris Dolfer's. I liked Zartan in the boat, and I liked the Cobra Commander and two guards in the his tank.
Right.
Piece was really, really cool. There was just a lot of pieces. I liked Jason Chalker, who's an artist that we had met. I had never met before. A guy out of Texas.
Oh, he's the guy that did the posters.
That did the posters. Yeah, his stuff was really cool. Yeah, there's a lot of there were definitely a lot of really cool pieces in the show.
Scapegoat is checking out the triptych of pieces you didn't buy right now.
Yeah. I mean, they're nice. Don't get me wrong. And there were a lot of other ones too. Mr. Monk's pieces were all very nice. Trying to think, Blazing Brickhouse. Really liked her pieces.
Monk had
he had
pieces
three
there?
Pieces. I think, yeah.
I don't recall which ones were his.
I really liked.
Well, I actually liked that one too.
I really liked the graffiti diorama one.
Yeah,
was really
that one,
cool.
You know
also,
who bought that?
The dude from Hasbro.
The Hasbro guy bought that. Yeah.
Oh, and he also bought the Carson Catlin pieces.
Open that one.
All three of the Carson Catlin pieces were.
Who is that? Who is that one?
I who is that one does not help me if I cannot see the image.
Destructor
by Dave
Webb.
By Dave Webb. Remember that guy?
Yes, that piece was very cool as well. Yeah, they were all, I mean, first of all, a couple of important things. Great job to Rob at Suburban Vinyl and Benny from Tenacious Toys for putting the show together. It was an awesome show. It's great to see shows like this in New Jersey. You know, it's great to see New Jersey finally representing. And although there were artists, a lot of pieces from artists out of the state of New Jersey, a lot of local people too, who put together some great stuff. So, so kudos on that.
Hey, you know, I give Benny Klein a lot of crap
every time you see him.
But I have to say something. The man knows his stuff.
Yep.
The man is a professional and his business is spot on.
Yeah.
I mean, he knows his shit. He knows, you know, like he can spot a diamond in the rough, and he definitely knows his stuff. So for as much crap as I give him from time to time, I have to say these nice things about him. So he recognizes the fact that I really do, one, respect, and two, appreciate what he does for the art toy movement. And I think everybody should really shake the man's hand because he's one of the pioneers out there.
Do you know Benny has, for New York Comic Con,
and 3 centimeters.
Yeah, 3 centimeters. Benny from New York Comic Con has what he's calling the Collective. Have you seen this on Facebook?
No.
He's got something like, I'm probably over exaggerating, but he's got something like 10 tables this year. And it's all artists that we know or that
right.
he's worked with for his, you know, Super Series 7 projects.
Right.
Guys with Chris Dolfer and, you know, Scott Tolson's going to be there this year. Mr. Monk's going to be there. I think Brian Albeck's going to be there, who was also at the G.I. Joe show. His piece was really interesting, too. His piece was that it was kind of like that. It was the creature thing with the three heads.
Yeah, yeah.
And the eyeball. Mm-hmm. I love that guy's work. But I don't know. He's got a boatload of people that are going to be at New York Comic Con. Hopefully, we'll be at New York Comic Con.
Hopefully.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
But that being said, that was the G.I. Joe show in a nutshell. Check out the link online. Go buy something. It's really great stuff.
Yeah.
And I think we can probably move forward.
Geek stuff. What's in the news?
Now, is this the point where you actually mention the episode number and episode title? Because we haven't done that yet.
Episode 292.
Yes.
Apologize, we must.
All right. Now explain.
Last week, for whatever reason, the show was running long and we had a lot going on inside and outside of the show. We neglected to talk about something that was probably fairly significant in the geek world, which was Lego unveiling a life-size X-Wing made out of Legos in Times Square the previous weekend in order to promote the Yoda Chronicles.
Right.
And yeah. It's a fairly significant thing that we miss. And we don't often, I mean, even if we just mention, hey, it happened, we don't often miss stuff and then exclude it. And so I wanted to apologize on behalf of this program because Lego has always been very supportive of us and we love Lego, and Yoda Chronicles I hear is very good. I haven't seen it yet. And so I just wanted to put that out there.
I would like to interject just briefly because someone is going to call us out on it. We miss stuff all the time, but it is not always intentional. And we only have an hour in last week's case, hour and 20 minutes.
Oh, look,
but the X-Wing was something we actually wanted to talk
exactly.
about.
Exactly.
It just got
lost in the shuffle. That's it. Yeah. But I mean, it was a fairly significant thing. You know, it's not like, there's a new artist on Daredevil. Like, it wasn't like that we missed. It was a significant propaganda moment.
Absolutely.
Promotional moment for a show that apparently got really good ratings. I haven't seen it yet. Right. I want to see it, but I haven't seen it yet.
I have not seen it either. No, I think we mentioned it a couple of weeks
ago. We mentioned that it was coming.
We mentioned it on Free Comic Book Day when Toys R Us did the promo. And then last week we mentioned that it was actually airing that night or the next night, whatever night it aired.
So we mentioned it.
We mentioned the show. We didn't mention the X-Wing,
Got it.
I think is what
okay.
it was. And then we didn't
make
watch
sure,
the show.
Like,
and then,
I remember.
And then we should also say in support of our friends over at Lego, they made a huge announcement this week that they're putting out the Lego Ewok Village.
And I want it.
You want it?
It's
thought
awesome.
I would not have liked to have been in earshot of Aileen from Toy Break.
Oh, I'm sure she's
when
screamed.
They announced they were putting out the Lego
There's
Ewok
two things
Village.
She loves. Legos and Ewoks.
I know.
So, you know, and presumably George. But so
well, there's gotta be a distant third.
Right. But yeah, that the playset looks awesome.
Yeah, it's it really
huge.
Does.
That, is that their big fig?
Yeah, for this year? That's their big ship.
I still want that R2. Still want that R2.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, if my wife is listening, because she does once in a while, you know, Father's Day is just around the corner. Just saying.
That sucks, man. You had a kid so you could get more gifts.
Word.
Look at Scapegoat has found some beautiful
pictures. Yeah, it's
going
to be $250.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Wow.
How many pieces does it say?
Roll up.
Almost 2,000 pieces.
Woo! Roll up.
It's coming out this September.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Are you counting the minifigs?
18, 19, 20 minifigs.
It's 20.
Is it all Ewoks or does it come with?
No,
it's got
Ewoks,
everybody.
It's Stormtrooper, Bike Trooper.
Han, Leia, 3PO.
Luke's, R2. Ewoks in different sizes, 3PO.
By any chance,
Chewbacca.
Does it come with holographic? Not holographic. Does it come with spirit Luke, Obi-Wan, or Anakin?
Because
that would be awesome.
That would be pretty amazing. It comes with Leia in that, don't hurt them. They're my friends. I'm not doing cocaine.
It's around 2,000 pieces.
Shit.
It's pretty exciting.
That's pretty epic.
Yeah, it's
epic,
pretty huge.
In nature.
It looks great, though.
When is that coming out? Do we have a release date for it?
September.
September. Okay, so there you go. All right.
Coming soon.
Let's move on with the news.
Speaking of September.
Good on you.
See what I did there?
I do see what you did there. DC Comics.
Yep.
This week. Vomited all over us with their
It is sticky.
With their new huge crossover.
Yep.
So they've got a couple smaller things going on, but this is an across the board, every single title is involved.
52 wide.
Crossover, 52 issues wide.
Yep.
What's significant about this? First, that they're not currently at 52 issues, but with this event, they will be getting back up to 52 issues, right? At least for the event. And then it might trickle off again and then bump back up. But
okay.
But they will have 52 new issues in September for the event. Of course, the event is villains.
Yes,
right?
Indeed.
And this is pretty much the villains take over every single book for that month.
It's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And are they all being renumbered as number one? So it's like Joker number one, Man-Bat number one, right?
It is. Yeah, yeah. And it's literally like, you know, graffitied or crossed out or creatively done over the usual monthly title.
Right.
Which is really cool.
So we're not going to announce all 52.
No.
But we will post some links to where you could see the artwork for them.
Yes.
But they have announced the Bat family of books.
Yep.
The Superman family of books.
Justice League.
The Justice League books.
All of those.
The Aquaman books. And I think the Green Lantern books happened today.
They may have.
So I don't know what that leaves exactly.
And they've kind of, there's also a Forever Evil is going to be one of those standalone books too, with a lot of different, a lot of villains in it too. Earth 2 was also announced for anyone reading that.
And yeah. and Phantom Stranger, I think, is one of the books too that's in there. And so, yeah, we'll talk about this more as we get more information about it. I don't want to spend too much time.
Did I see, scroll back up there, Scapegoat or down. Did I see that David Finch is doing
Forever Evil? Yeah, that's
or is he
we're...
just doing the cover?
We don't know. It looks like just the cover.
That stinks.
One thing that we didn't talk about last week.
Giant life-size Lego X-Wing in Times Square?
No. A, because I managed to miss it somehow, which is amazing. And B, because I hadn't read the issue at the time of the recording. But spoiler alert, if you haven't read the new Justice League of America from last week, you know, tune out now for a brief second. They killed Catwoman in last week's issue of Justice League of America. JLA 4, I think it was, or 3. And
Nobody
I actually want to...
Books.
No, you know what? I actually want to commend DC on how they handled this. And I actually threw this up on the website as well. You can check out the blog. But... I threw this up on the website as well. I think DC did an awesome job in handling this and that they didn't ruin it for the average reader. There was no press release. No one was on Good Morning America. There was no USA Today exclusive story. You know what I mean? It just happened. Most people found out about it when they read the issue.
So they weren't trying too hard.
No, but that's great though, because when I read it, it was a true wow. That's kind of cool. Of course, you know, she'll be back soon. I mean,
right.
It's going to be, I think her return is part of the Trinity storyline, which is the Justice League.
Trinity War.
Oh, yeah, the Trinity War storyline that's going on. The premise behind Trinity War is that they actually have to bring someone back from the dead. So it's pretty obvious it's going to be Catwoman. But still, I just wanted to give kudos to DC for not blowing it out of proportion and actually letting people just enjoy the event. So
that's really cool.
Big on that. A couple of other pretty big things happened this week in our world, our collective world, because I know this may not pertain to everybody on the show.
We didn't open with coming attractions today.
Were there any? Did we really?
Nothing that exciting.
No. There was nothing that exciting this week, so we didn't kind of do it. But Matt Smith leaving Doctor Who.
Yeah, that's pretty huge.
This is really huge because for a while he was saying he had no intentions of leaving. Of course, the new season just wrapped up. The 50th anniversary has been filmed and will air in, I think, September or November. And then, of course, the Christmas special in December.
Right.
Christmas special, his last episode.
Yeah. And we actually will have a little Fifi's Who stuff about that for next week with her comments on Matt Smith leaving.
So, of course, what this means is that the new season is supposed to start filming this summer. So it's going to be a very long gap before we find out who the new Doctor is. I think they put something online about doing auditions, so I don't know that they actually know who it is yet themselves, so good on them. Regarding the next Doctor is going to be a woman, I honestly don't think that that's going to happen.
No, it's good to stir up some controversy, though, you know.
It is, and I know people are like, oh, it should be, and there's nothing that says that he has to be a man. I don't know. I think it. I almost think it would
you
be
think
just
50 years
too
of
much.
Tradition.
Yeah, I just
can't go.
I
don't
just
know.
Think it would be. And I don't think that it's misogynistic that he continues to be a man. I honestly don't. So, and the other thing is that the companion, at least for the foreseeable future, is still going to be Jenna Louise Coleman because she hasn't confirmed that she's leaving.
They can make that very interesting.
They could make that very interesting, or they can make that very awkward.
That's also true.
If they make it a woman. So if the new doctor is a woman. So
or sexy.
We'll see. Yeah, well, that would be the interesting part of it. All right. Speaking of things that happened this week and vomiting all over us, I know that was the DC thing, but Guardians of the Galaxy puked on us this week.
Wow, I wouldn't call that puking on
No, it was puking because it was literally...
I think every hour
it was literally like over a two-day period, they announced like six casting things, but nobody knows who any of the cast, the people being cast are playing.
Okay.
John C. Reilly.
Right.
Glenn Close. Yep. Although Glenn Close, we hear, is going to be part of the Nova Corps.
Okay.
Karen Gillan, who you may know as Amy Pond from Doctor Who, we hear she may be a villain. And Benicio del Toro. Now, it's Benicio awesome. Del Toro, we hear, multi-picture deal.
Right.
So there's a lot of speculation as to who he would be.
Interesting.
And then, of course, people are trying to tie in all the casting together. So if Glenn Close is head of the Nova Corps, and we've heard that Nova might make an appearance in the movie, maybe Benicio del Toro will be playing Nova. I've
really?
Also heard maybe Benicio del Toro will be playing Thanos. I also heard that maybe he'll be playing Rocket Raccoon. So, but all of these
Thanos
things are,
makes sense, or at least voicing him.
All of these things are very purely speculative,
right
now. So I actually also heard Silver Surfer somehow, but I don't think
Wait,
that
what
I don't think that he's reverted back to Marvel. I know Fantastic Four did not, but Silver Surfer may have.
Well,
so
if that's
I
the
don't,
case. They
I don't
certainly
know.
Could do that.
I don't know.
Avengers versus Galactus.
Well, they are doing this whole galactic thing.
Avengers 3.
Now, so that was pretty significant, though. And I think the movie, you know, with the movie scheduled to come out in 2014, right? That's 2014 Guardians?
Yep.
I think it is, yeah.
I think it starts filming in a couple weeks. So I don't think it's going to take very long for us to start knowing who all of these people are.
Well, absolutely.
Star Wars is supposed to start filming not terribly long
Star
away
Wars
either.
Starts filming in July as well, doesn't it?
No,
isn't
I think
it
it's in
that?
The fall.
Oh, is it in the fall?
Yeah.
I thought I heard
still,
this.
Still, I mean, still, you yes. figure we would have heard something by now.
Do you guys have anything else regarding the news this week?
Not much. No? I do want to say, we talked about, you know, before the show, Community.
Yes.
Anybody out there who watches Community. Dan Harmon has confirmed that he's coming back, and he wanted to credit the main actor on the show, whose name I forgot, in
Joel
the middle
McHale.
Of the sentence, Joel McHale. for bringing him back on. So that's really exciting that Dan Harmon's back.
I liked last season's of Community, although it felt like Dan Harmon wasn't involved.
Almost like Chevy Chase wasn't
right.
either.
Well, that's the next thing that I was going to say, is that it's exciting to hear that Dan Harmon is coming back and that Chevy Chase is not.
Right.
Because the two really don't like each other.
That is also true.
And though I would love to hear more voicemails from Chevy Chase left on Dan Harmon's machine with commentary by Dan Harmon being played back later.
Yep.
I look forward to Chevy Chase not being a thorn in the side of the production.
He has been the thorn in the side of everything he's ever been in. I hate Chevy Chase.
You know, I actually liked him at first on the show. I thought he was
his
kind
character.
Of a good villain. Right.
His character. Absolutely.
But his character got to the point of just being ridiculous. And I don't know if that was because Harmon was just making it as uncomfortable for him as possible and wanted him to leave the show, or if that was just the natural arc of the character, but I'm not sad to see him go.
No, I'm not.
So
I can't, for the life of me, I cannot think of a thing that I liked him in.
Caddyshack?
Ever?
No, ever. I mean, he was the worst part of Caddyshack.
No, I liked him in Caddyshack. I liked him in Vacation. European Vacation, right? Just Vacation and Christmas Vacation. I liked him in all
of
those.
A lot of vacations.
Yeah.
Yeah,
even Funny Farm had its quirks.
Meh.
But everything after everything in the middle there, the talk show, and all, that was all detritus.
Horse shit.
Right? Yeah, I mean, that was just nonsense, but there it is. I think with that.
Okay, OG, and with that, we'll take our first break on Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 292, Apologize We Must.
There you go.
Hey, Big Kev. Hey, OG. Hey, Scapegoat. How you doing? Anyway, fellas, super fan David D here. Question for you, especially for you guys that have been to cons almost all your life. Con season coming up. Maybe you can give some of these Okies some con tips on how to be when you're waiting in line for an autograph or you see a pro at a show. Now, how are you supposed to treat these guys? How are you supposed to approach them? If they're not approachable, if they are approachable, how do you know? Because I'm sure Big Kev has approached a lot of people in his day. Hey, Big Kev met William Shatner back in the day. And Kev, I know you have never really told the story, but I want to know about your encounters with Mike Mignola. What happened? Also, what happened with Marshall Rogers, too? Tell us the stories, Kev. Come on. Maybe we can learn from you. Thanks a lot, fellas. Enjoy the show. Listen to it all the time. This is super fan David D. out.
What the fuck was that? Your sister has turned into a zombie.
Hey, gang, this is Bruce Campbell, and you are listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Ha ha!
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Go fuck yourself.
What the fuck was that? It's the Evil Dead!
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 292, Apologize We Must.
Awesome.
Nice. I like it when I get it. I like it when I remember.
Well, I'm stunned when you get it.
So. I'm going to write it on my hand and take notes, and then one of you can refer to me as the Carrot Top of interviewers.
Wow.
Did you see that? Did you see that?
No.
Oh, my God. We'll talk about that, but first.
Well, we got to address the superfan David D.
Let's address superfan David D's voicemail.
What an excellent, excellent voicemail.
Yeah, thank you.
If you're wondering what sort of voicemail you should leave over at the GVM line.
Which is 425-920-6050.
You just heard one.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Yeah.
So let's say. So he says, do we have any advice for people who go to cons? Yes. Try to disable your sense of smell.
Yeah.
From what I understand. Now, I don't have a sense of smell.
He is a superhero at these things.
But from what I understand, the smell is usually not pleasant.
Or just carry around a bottle of X.
Yes. Two. Always have a book with you to read, because if you are online for anything, chances are you're going to have one of two options. Either you're going to strike up a conversation with the cosplay person to your left, or right. You're going to have something to read.
Because you're not going to want to strike up a conversation yes. with the person to your left.
Yes, especially if it's like a 6-foot busty girl with pink hair who's actually a dude.
Right.
So,
although that could be an interesting conversation.
No, it couldn't. It could be a frightening.
So, but
not
yeah,
the point.
So definitely bring a book, a Nexus,
yes.
an iPad,
yes.
if you
something.
Will.
Yeah. Something keep you entertained, because some of those lines, and especially if you're in like a sketch line,
yes.
you could be there for an hour or more.
Okay, a couple things to interject in there. If you are bringing some sort of electronic device, do not rely on Wi-Fi.
Yes.
Or service, cell yep. service. Have whatever you want to read downloaded to your device.
Yeah.
Because normally in most of the convention centers, at least to the ones I've been to, the service is spotty or
towers.
Non-existent.
Or blocked.
Too many, yeah. yeah. They block it, or there's too many yeah. people. You yep. can't get through your
the
tower.
The Javits Center.
So if you have Sprint, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
The Javits Center, literally, like, if you're in front of you, if you're standing, you have service. But if you take one step to the right, no service.
Yeah.
Two steps to the left, better service than one step. It's amazing. So
yeah.
mess.
The other thing I would say is expect to spend money if you want to get autographs. Almost
yeah.
nobody is free anymore.
Nobody is free anymore. It's not almost it's nobody.
It is the rarest of rare. It is. You hope you run into someone near the bathroom, in the food
and even
court,
then.
And even then, they may deny you. But
yeah.
pretty much you'll spend for an autograph. You'll spend additional for a photo.
If you get professional wrestler Virgil
yeah, well,
by the bathroom, he will charge you to watch him pee.
All right, quick aside. Have you seen the Lonely Virgil website, by the way?
No.
Okay, so Sam Roberts, friend of the show,
uh-huh.
Sam Roberts, has a website, Lonely Virgil. It's a Tumblr site, and it's
uh-huh.
just pictures of Virgil at cons
with no
line.
Wow.
Or Virgil set up in a parking lot outside of a wrestling event.
Uh-huh.
There's one photo of him set up randomly in the New York subway system.
That's really
just
sad.
He just got pictures out
yep.
on like with his Ted DiBiase sign, but DiBiase is spelt wrong.
Right.
It's amazing. Virgil
wow.
is an amazing piece of pop culture that if you've never witnessed at a convention or
yeah.
out in the wild, you should.
That said, so that I mean, those are pretty much the advice bits I would give.
As far as them being personable, oh,
food.
Yes.
Put something that's food that you can eat in your bag. It's a sandwich. It's some goldfish. A bottle of water.
Yeah.
Because if you've never paid $12 for a bottle of water, my friend, you haven't lived.
Right.
And I don't mean a $12 bottle of like Voss water. I'm talking about a $12 bottle of bathtub water. This is water. You know,
brand X.
Yeah, brand X. Yes. Now with bits. Yeah. So. That would be my other piece of advice.
Regarding approachable, not approachable, personable, you know, that really depends on...
That's as varied as the people you're going
to
meet.
I mean, I've run into some celebrities or people I've wanted to get signatures from who want nothing more than to take your money, sign your swag, and move on to the next person in line. And then I've met people who are just... above and beyond, lovely, wonderful person. Jewel State is one of the best stories I ever had.
If you've ever seen, what's the movie? The Star Trek parody movie.
Trekkers?
No. The one that's, it's not actually Star Trek. It's got
Galaxy Quest.
Galaxy Quest.
Yes.
If you ever seen Galaxy Quest, the way you're going to get one of two things. You're either going to get Tim, what's his name?
Tim Allen.
Yeah. You're going to get him when he's at the convention and he's just there and he's telling the stories and everyone's laughing and excited and he's like really personable. Or you're going to get the Tim Allen after they insult him in the bathroom and he overhears it, where he's just like signing and pushing off the pictures. Or another way to put it, the Alan Rickman character for the entire time that he's signing autographs, where he just grabs the photo and he scrawls something and throws it. That's what you're going to get. You're going to get one of those two things.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's surprisingly for me, most of the better stories I have where the people are personable actually all happen to be that TV show based on Serenity.
What TV show?
Or vice versa.
Firefly?
That one.
There you go.
Those particular signatures.
Why would you do that?
Nathan Fillion.
What? Hold on. Why would you do that?
Because he doesn't want to hear it.
The whole bit
I don't want to hear
is to get him to say it.
I understand that. Get him to say,
yeah, he won't.
That show.
Yeah. He won't.
Fillion was great. Jules Adam Baldwin was hysterical.
Now I want to give the brief synopsis of the Adam Baldwin story because I'm involved in that.
You are involved in that one.
Although Dave D, hold on, I will tell you the Mike McDonald thing really quick. But I'll tell the Adam Baldwin thing. We were at San Diego Comic Con.
That's right.
Adam Baldwin was doing a sign. I think it was even unannounced signing.
I don't think he was supposed to be there.
He was doing some unannounced thing where he was like at a booth and he was really just hanging out. And I called OG and I were not together. I called OG. OG was literally upstairs at the other end of the convention.
Yeah.
Right? I said, you need to get down here now.
Now, this was like Saturday, I think, too.
So
that's easily an hour and a half walk if you're not.
And also motivated. you're talking about like a mile and a half away.
Yeah.
Through 70,000 people.
Yeah, ridiculous.
So I am literally hanging out with Adam Baldwin, just conversing with him when he signs the few autographs that he signs. And I'm having a conversation. My friend's coming. Oh, he's really coming. You know, like, and Adam Baldwin would be like, any word, any updates? And I was like, no, he said he's coming. You know, the service in here sucks. I'm amazed I reached him at all. And he goes, hey, that's okay, man. I'll hang out till he gets here. And I was like, that is really cool of you, man. Because if you walk away, then I told the story about how you keep missing
Alan Tudyk
the same exact way. He goes, now I'll hang out. I'll wait. So OG comes in. It looks like he scraped his knee. He is drenched in sweat like he swam here. He's got bags. He's got stuff all. And he's panting like a dog in the sun. And he's just like, and I'm like, that's my friend. And Adam Baldwin goes, hey, man, I would have waited. You know, it's cool.
I fell down the stairs.
Yes.
I fell down the escalator. Someone had actually pushed me through the throngs of people. And yes, I was sweating because it was ridiculous. You know, I got to cut through the panel crowd. Then I got to cut through that really weird packed area where there's like six booths by the escalator. And then, I have to cut through the con floor, which,
right.
For those of you who have been to San Diego, fucking nightmare. So yes, but he was excellent. That was a good experience. Mignola would be the flip side of the coin.
Mignola is a douchebag.
Now, this was Basement Con, was it not?
Now, this is, yeah, this is like, we're talking.
Oh, no, this was Penn Plaza. Yes?
It was one of them. It was not a big con.
No, it was it like wasn't Penn Plaza Pavilion.
Yeah, it was like we didn't catch him at San Diego or New York Comic Con. It was the, and we're talking years ago.
Yep.
We're talking the early years of Hellboy. Let's say within the first, I don't know, 3 to 5 years of Hellboy. Yeah.
No movie, none
of that stuff had happened. He was just Mike Mignola, the guy who did Hellboy, and I think he did Alpha Flight. That's how you knew Mike Mignola. And like he was just coming into the style, the book was just sort of taking off, and I have to tell you, I went up to him and I asked him if he would do a sketch for me, and out of his mouth came this Muppet voice, where he's like, "Yeah, I don't really feel like doing sketches today. I'm gonna say no to that. But if you have any books, I'll sign a book for you. You know, like." And I was like, for real? Like, just something quick, little head something? Yeah, I'm not really doing that today. You know? Now, I want to set this up for you. This is Mike Mignola before there's any movie.
Right.
This is Mike Mignola before Hellboy's a huge hit. It's a hit at this point.
It's not a huge hit.
There's nobody in the line. Nobody. Right? He was just a douchebag. Then I approached him a couple years later, around the time the movie had been announced.
Did you skip a part of that story?
No. Why?
You didn't skip the little kid? Wasn't that the first visit?
No.
Oh, that was the second
visit? The little kid?
Yeah, the little kid that came up 10 minutes later and he did a full sketch for him?
No, this is this story.
Sorry.
So,
spoiler alert.
Yeah. So I go up to him. This is a few years later. The movie is announced. You know, Hellboy is really a big popular book. And Mignola, I approached Mignola in another show. Again, it's really kind of before the show is fully open because, you know, when you know, we get some access to these things a little bit beforehand. And he's there. He's sitting there. There's nobody there. There's no, you know, like there's no reason for him not to.
Right.
And I said, would you do a sketch for me? And he said, yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess I can do like something quick, like a head, like a quick. I'm like, okay. And he put the pen to the paper and didn't lift it up until there was a Hellboy-ish looking head on my sketchbook, right? Like 15 minutes later or 20 minutes, I'll even give it a half hour later, right? It's the same. The floor is still not open. There's still people buzzing around, but it's not really open to the public yet. Whatever it was, again, it was some shitty little con. It wasn't anything big. And I go back, and he is doing a magnificent drawing for a kid. Had to be about 11 years old.
Yep.
A magnificent drawing.
You meant for a kid's dad. Because there was no way that was that 11-year-old sketch.
I don't know whose it was. I don't know.
Reading Hellboy. That's the problem that I have.
Well, it was. And that was my second experience. Yeah. There was a third experience at Toy Fair.
I was going to say the Toy Fair experience.
The Toy Fair hallway experience was another one. Where
he's just miserable.
He's just a miserable prick. That has been my experience with him. Now, I had the same experience with Howard Chaykin, and then 20 years later, I told Howard Chaykin about
that story.
Or maybe it wasn't 20, it was like 15 years later. I told Howard Chaykin the story about how he blew me off for something back in the day, and he felt really bad. He did one of the best sketches I have on my sketchbook.
Yep.
So I'm hoping in like 15, 20 years, when Mignola has been knocked or has fallen off this high horse that he's on now,
right?
Maybe I'll get a decent Hellboy sketch, but I'm not holding out hope.
Maybe. Yeah. All right. I think that's it. I hope that answers your questions.
Yeah. There's a million stories in the Naked City, my friend, and I have a million of them.
There you go.
It's true. I could tell a million of them. We could go into.
No, sir.
Just saying.
We could. We're already at like an hour.
Okay.
Just saying.
We should get through the rest of this stuff. Another long episode, folks.
Geek stuff, comics, books, and graphic novels.
Yep. I have a few this week.
I got two.
Okay.
I got Batman Detective. Technically, I got one. Batman Detective Comics 21.
Yes.
John Layman and Scott Eaton doing the honors on this one. And it looks like Catwoman, but I'm guessing you're saying it's not Catwoman.
Well,
here, so.
it who knows when that falls in regards and compared to the JLA story.
Right.
It could, you know.
But that's continuing that storyline. And then from last week, Red Hood and the Outlaws.
Oh, look at you.
Annual number one, which I have to say, James Tynion IV.
Yeah.
I liked the writing. What I didn't like was Al Barrianuvo's art.
Yeah, the problem is I don't mind his art. I just can't compare it to the guy who was doing it before.
Yeah, it's really not very
Roquefort.
It's really not very good. So those are my two comics. What did you add, AJ?
Age of Ultron 9 out this week. Superior Spider-Man 11, which I'm actually really looking forward to reading.
Seriously?
Yeah, it got really good. It did. Green Arrow 21 and East of West 3.
Oh yeah, also. East of West 3. Yeah, they just solicited the first trade.
Let me ask you this. Did you read Astro City back in the day?
Of course, you know
so,
I did.
So are you not interested in the Astro City is back?
Not in the individual issues, no.
Oh, you're
I'm
trade
waiter. Waiter. Okay. Yeah.
Speaking of trade.
I always love Kurt Busiek is a really great writer, yep. And I really think Astro City is some great stuff.
It is some good stuff.
But that said, I've always traded away. I never read it that way because I just want to read the whole story.
Yeah, I hear you. Graphic novels this week. I only have one.
I have two.
I have, although I don't have it actually here, but I have it on order. It's the Pacific Rim.
Oh.
Prequel book, the hardcover book, 114 pages, being done by Legendary Pictures Comic Division, but being distributed through Marvel.
Oh, I thought you were going to announce like legendary artist John Byrne.
No, but Alex Ross did the cover of the book.
Imagine that.
it looks really good, and it's a direct prequel to the film.
Okay.
And not alone, it makes me interested. So yeah, 114 pages hardcover looks really nice.
I have two very exciting books for you, OG.
Go.
Lone Wolf and Cub.
I actually saw that was coming, and I am very interested in that.
Lone Wolf and Cub, Volume 1, Omnibus by Dark Horse.
Yeah.
It is, what is that, 2.5 inches thick.
That looks like a dictionary.
Yeah.
You could beat someone with that.
It's black and white in the manga style on kind of the newsy print paper.
Yep.
This is going to run you only 20 bucks.
That's only 20 bucks?
20 bucks.
You could have easily said 30, and I still would have thought it's a decent price.
Ready?
20 bucks is a great price.
Over 700 pages in this book.
That's some classic stuff.
And I'm trying to find out which issues it covers.
Didn't
because
Lone Wolf
this
and
is
Cub
the
run for like 6,000 years?
Not that long, but it did run quite a bit. La la la. This is volume one.
Lone Wolf and Cub at the Last Supper.
Volume one, volume two, and this is volume one, volume two, and volume three, of the stuff that Dark Horse printed, I guess back in the day.
Yeah.
90s, right? Mid-90s, I guess, is when they picked it up. So you are definitely gonna want to check this out. Lone Wolf and Cub, a classic piece of a classic piece of manga.
Yes.
But not very manga-y.
Okay.
This isn't a left-to-right style.
Yeah, that's well, that's certainly true.
It is the Western way of reading.
Yeah, that's true also. But that said, it's not very, it's not ridiculous. Like, I find a lot of manga to be
you
a
remember they
ridiculous.
Do the close-up and suddenly they have cat faces?
Yeah, exactly.
And, like, gigantic,
exactly.
Yeah.
This is like a straight-up samurai story.
Yeah,
and it's really, really good. Now, that said, I also have OG... Also from Dark Horse is Lone Wolf and Cub, Volume 1. But it's Lone Wolf 2100, Volume 1.
Okay.
What?
I'm not sold on that.
This was awesome, this
book.
This
is Lone Wolf in the future?
Yes.
Wolf?
Essentially, Lone Wolf
this
and Cub.
This is Jesus 2 reading it.
There you go.
That's what that is.
And this is the omnibus. This is actually all of the stuff that they've ever done in one volume.
Okay.
Right? So it's a little undersized. It's not as undersized as the Lone Wolf and Cub that you're reading. This one's going to run you 25 bucks, and it has, what, over 300 pages.
And this one's in color.
Yeah, this one's fully in color. So this is kind of the space version of the story. And this reprints Lone Wolf 2100 Shadows on Saplings, Lone Wolf 2100 The Language of Chaos, Lone Wolf 2100 Pattern Storm, which is all the Lone Wolf 2100 stories. So this is a real great opportunity for you guys to check out something I consider to be an illustrated classic, which is Lone Wolf and Cub. And it's kind of spacey send off into the future. Terrific art, terrific writing in both books, I felt. And I think you are really, really going to enjoy them. Seriously.
Real quick, going back to this Omnibus Volume 1.
Yes, sir.
I don't think you mentioned it unless I missed it. The cover art for this is Frank Miller. Did you mention that?
I did. Not
you
mention
did
not. It.
And did you actually mention, I'm sorry, did you mention what was collected in this or did you not find it?
I did, yeah.
Oh, you
it's
did.
Volumes 1, 2,
yeah,
and 1, 3.
Yeah, 1, 2, and 3. For some reason, I thought you did.
They didn't go into issues. They said, well, we're reprinting the volumes that we've already collected.
That's how many there are.
Yeah. Because it's over 700 pages.
How much more is there other than this?
So
we know?
We were discussing that with Retailer X.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's going to be 3 volumes.
Okay.
I think it's going to be 3 volumes.
Look at the little glossary in the back.
Yeah. Nice, right?
How cute is that?
I'm telling you, some good stuff, sir.
I think I have to have that.
I would agree. That is a classic, I think. Kazu Kojuki and Goseki Kojima bringing us Lone Wolf and Cub.
Let's all forgive that pronunciation.
Yes.
Really? You can do better?
Kazuo Koiki.
Uh-huh, which is what I said.
And no, you didn't. You added some letters there.
Goseki Kojima.
Goseki Kojima? I don't, yeah.
I would say
Kojima.
I'm
sorry, I put the accent in the wrong voice.
Yeah.
Martin Yan.
Blue team. 1 point.
And then Lone Wolf 2100 is Mike Kennedy and Francisco Ruiz Velasco. I don't know what this cat's doing now. The art in this book is really, really, I think it's really good. I mean, OG is now sampling for himself to see if I'm full of crap.
No, yeah, it's solid. And it kind of, I mean, it's clearly not the same art as the original.
No, that's kind of.
But it kind of.
It has that feeling.
It has the right feel to it.
Exactly.
Though. Yeah, good. All right. Very maybe I'll check this out too.
I think you should, sir. For $25, and yeah, by the time you get it, 12 cents probably.
Yeah, I hear you.
Did we miss the Trade Con?
Yeah, we did miss Trade Con.
Oh, we did.
Yeah, we could but Trade Con is coming to New York.
I know, we could do that. So. We could totally do that. And also I want to mention Star Wars The Clone Wars magazine. This is issue number 1918, and it's 18. And do we know whether this is going to continue or not?
The Clone Wars?
The Clone Wars magazine?
Oh, yeah.
Clone Wars done.
Yes. I would say the magazine probably has a few issues left in it, and then it's done.
I would say you're probably correct.
It'll just morph into something new.
I hope it'll morph into Rebels magazine, because that would be great. And that's all I got for books.
You good?
Yeah.
Let's move forward.
Geek Stuff. Product reviews.
Product.
Yeah.
You got something, OJ?
No, actually, I really thought that I was going to have something, and I don't.
Yeah, he walked in with his credit card.
Yeah, well, right, exactly.
Ready to have something
I mean,
for
I did get my gold sumo trooper.
At last?
At the G.I. Joe event, which is awesome. Oh, and his next piece, one of his next Star Wars mashup pieces, by the way, looks fucking awesome. He teased it online today.
Oh, really?
So that's
I still don't have
soon.
A sumo stormtrooper person.
Just buy one. That's what I did.
Buy one.
And then I won the second one. How awesome is that?
That's awesome. Why don't you give me the green one?
No.
You got a gold one.
No, because I'm going to have them do battle.
In product tonight,
stop motion.
We have a conundrum.
Uh-oh.
Monogram, which is a company noted for putting out, well, pretty much shit. and confirmed by the fact that they have now gotten a license to put out little DC collectible figure PVCs.
I own a bunch of Monogram stuff, I noticed. You know why? They had Monogram got around the licensing issues back in the day by putting out paperweights.
Yes.
You remember these? These were Bowen scale busts.
Yep.
Paperweights. And there was a bunch of Spider-Man ones.
I remember that.
I have those.
Well, this is little plastic PVC. They're non-posable figures. I got Harley Quinn and the Joker.
Right.
Here's the problem.
Yeah.
These were solicited at the same time.
Right.
These are supposed to be the same series.
Yes.
Joker is 2.5 inches tall.
And Harley's about 4?
Harley's 3.5 inches at least.
Size doesn't matter.
She's not 3 3/4 though.
No,
she looks a little bit taller than that.
She's about 3 3/4. A little shorter, maybe, I'd say.
Here, this is 3 3. This
is that,
three
is that
three
actually 3 3/4?
Yeah.
I didn't think DC did actual 3 3/4. Yeah, no. Yeah, it's about 3 3/4.
Yeah?
Yep.
I thought she was a little bit bigger. But
so
okay.
It's a 3 3/4 and then a smaller Joker. They're packaged differently.
Right.
They have different packaging. But they're clearly from the same series.
But what are they?
I don't. They're just PVCs.
But there's nothing to them. Like, no. There's no story. There's no.
No.
I mean,
collect them all.
The Joker scale.
Joker was $4.99. Harley was $5.99.
The Joker one that clearly is part of a series, right? Because there's what? 9 figures in total displayed, or
Joker 2.75 inches, Harley 4 inches.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, I don't get it.
There's 10 figures in the Joker series.
Now there's nothing on the back of the Harley piece.
Right. Just some art.
But on the back of the Joker, there's
10 figures.
Yeah. 4 of which are Batman.
Of course.
4 different Batman.
I see Wonder Woman, Superman, Green Lantern,
Robin, Flash.
Oh, is that Flash?
And
okay.
The Joker.
And then a bunch of Batman. Yeah, okay.
And 4 Batman. Batman.
I don't get those.
I don't get it either. But I wanted to bring it up because this is the kind of loose-lipped marketing crap or licensing crap that keeps happening. And companies like Monogram just take advantage of it, I think. And this is a really good example of, we're just going to throw some Chinese piece of plastic out there. No matter, it probably costs all of 80 cents to produce that, but it's $4.99.
I just don't get, like... I just don't get what it's supposed to be a part of. I don't get it. And I don't get the cosmic art on the side of Harlequin's packaging.
Exactly.
Harley in space.
I don't get it.
What is it?
It's Harley 2100, you know.
It's classic Harley Quinn.
Right.
And it makes no, that toy packaging, all of it makes no goddamn sense at all.
They had some leftovers.
What a piece of garbage.
I know.
Yuck.
So... At last,
at
OG.
Long last. The end of an era.
The Batman chess collection fortnightly at your newsagent is over.
With?
The Question.
That's right.
I don't get it.
Why
is
the Question?
Is she a Batman character? It's like they're reaching.
I don't know who the Question is, to be honest.
Renee Montoya is the new Question, chosen for the role by the previous incarnation, Vic Sage. She is an ex-member of Gotham City PD. Well, there's the tie-in. And has always been driven to seek the truth. She also is the collection's last white pawn.
Okay, so, but I consider myself a decent Batman fan.
Right.
Like, not huge, but a decent Batman fan. Right. Certainly in the New 52, I'm reading everything. But even before that, I read a bunch. I have no fucking clue what the Question is.
I have only know of this character due to the animated series.
Okay, okay.
He has a couple of... With this,
when it's Vic Sage,
yeah, but I think he has a sidekick who is this character. Anyway, I don't know, but the point is, that's the only reason I would know him either.
I wonder if maybe she's never been in the books and she's only been in the animated series.
No, she's definitely been in the books.
Yeah,
because the little magazine that accompanies it, which is a great item also, that allows you to learn about the character, learn about the chess piece.
Right.
It definitely shows her. In books.
You know what? Maybe I don't recognize her. Maybe I would recognize the classic.
Looks like she's been in Batwoman quite a bit.
Okay, well, I never really read Batwoman.
I haven't either.
So but that could be it.
Well, it gives you a full character history, so you can definitely...
He was in the Justice League at one point.
He was.
That's the Vic Sage.
Vic Sage. Yeah. That's what we're talking about.
But this is not Vic Sage. This is Montoya.
Yes. Oh, she is Batwoman's girlfriend.
Aha!
Oh, okay.
I was gonna go there, but I was
You don't want to go wrong there, yeah.
Oh, the Question. The 5 books.
You were right.
Of
she was originally created for the animated series.
She was
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
Okay.
In first appearance in comics was Batman 475.
All right.
In 1992.
Hmm. That's gotta be the first appearance of not as her as the Question.
It's gotta be the first appearance of her
as
or
the
him?
Question? Vic
her
Sage
first appearance period first in comics. Okay.
It's her first appearance, not as the Question,
yes.
I'm guessing.
Well, that's reaching. Can you imagine that? They come in with
a
female Question.
Well, let's talk about the figure. Beautifully sculpted figure. It's the last one in the line. You now have the entire Batman chess set. No more will be coming. But
the Justice League.
To drag you kicking and screaming, OG. Kicking and screaming into the next DC chess set with the purchase of the white pawn.
Yes. Is that
the
first
question,
piece now?
This is now the first piece in the new...
And it's Justice League.
And it's Justice League.
And are you going to collect Justice
Absolutely
League?
Absolutely not.
He says no.
I'm not doing it. Okay. I am not doing it. Listen, you will not hear reviews of Justice League Chess. I may do The Hobbit, although that's fallen off the face of the earth somehow.
All right, so that means Blue Healer.
They're already
responsible for our Justice League reviews.
Blue Healer?
Because I know he's doing it.
Oh, he's doing those? Yeah. Oh, that's good.
When we play chess later on this year.
Let's talk about this.
Okay.
It's number 33.
Yeah.
Yet, really, it's number one. It's Superman, and no one is surprised. However, the Superman on the cover of this book, not the Superman in the chess piece.
Let me see the chess piece.
The chess piece has the classic Superman costume. This is the new Superman costume, is it not?
No, this is absolutely not classic Superman. This is absolutely new 52 Superman.
Really?
Yeah, you know why? Look at the, you have to look at the, like, the plating on his arm.
Oh, is there the plating?
It almost looks like plating. It's not supposed to be plating, but the line work.
Oh, yeah,
that's
I see
the new
it.
Costume.
I'd like to point out, by the way, that
it looks
next
like
week.
It looks like a horrible combination.
Yeah, well.
Is what it looks like. Anyway, well, and of course, free with issue 34, but not in this country, the Justice League chessboard. So you can look forward to that.
But that's different, though, than how they handled it before.
No, it was free for the Batman people in Europe.
But it wasn't free with an issue.
It was free with an issue, and so was
the binder.
The little binder, the little filing thing. No one's great surprise. The next one of these is Wonder Woman in issue 34. However, our coverage of Eagle Moss's chess collection for DC ends today with the female question, or just the question. I guess we shouldn't.
No, it's
single her out
because
she's female.
No, because the other
female
question.
Female version of the question.
No, but I think the question is now has died of lung cancer. Something
Vic
like that.
Sage.
Yes.
Vic Sage.
But the representation
she
of the
is
character
now the question.
On the figure is the female question.
Would you call it the female Batwoman?
No, because it's always been a female.
Right. What I'm saying, this
is Batwoman
like
is
the
implied.
Next line.
No.
Would you? No, your example sucks.
I would say the female Robin if they put out that piece.
Fair enough.
Versus
fair enough.
Any other
fair enough. I'm just saying there isn't a male question and a female question now. It's she is now the new question. But I understand your point.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
You could have said the female Dove.
Okay.
Right.
From Hawk and Dove.
Fair enough. Enough. Something else you're gonna be excited for. Guess what's out next week?
What?
Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Man of Steel. Yeah. Excited? Yeah.
You know what? I wanna see I know I'm not gonna see it in the theater, which kind of bums me out.
Why?
This because my theater going experience is next to none at this point in time in my life.
I'm excited to go.
You can go right up the street, son.
I could go right up the street.
Get a meal?
After everybody goes to sleep in my house?
Yeah.
No. Because I'm normally asleep, too, because I have to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Go on Friday night.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
That would be nice. We haven't been out to a movie.
We'll be talking about that soon. You have to see it.
I know. Yeah.
We're going to ruin it for
you. Speaking of ruining things, into Friday. Yeah.
Speaking of ruining things, did you see Game of Thrones?
I did, but I knew it was going to happen already.
Really?
Let's not go there.
Let's go into depth about what happened on that.
Let's not do that.
For people who haven't seen it.
Yes, let's be polite.
And for Scapegoat.
Yes, thank you.
Let's
I appreciate that.
I want you to know
I will say this though.
Second to every other person.
That's fair. Well, you got to put the listeners first. You know what I mean? The one thing I will say, though, Orphan Black has wrapped up its first season.
And
it has been renewed for the second season. And I really am a fan of that show. There are a couple leaps that you're like, but it kind of fits.
I'm behind two episodes still.
It's still a really solid series. I'm happy they renewed it.
I got past that one issue I had. I've moved past it, and I'm okay with the show again.
She as an actress is really amazing.
That sounds like the wrap-up music playing. It certainly does sound like the wrap-up music.
Being played off the stage.
But, you know, before we do the wrap-up,
yes.
Superpower Collectibles.
Superpower Collectibles.
SuperpowerCollectibles.com for all of your geeky goodness, statues, toys, comic books.
Yes.
A plethora.
Uh-huh.
A myriad.
And there's a coupon code.
There is a coupon
code. I'm not hopping in with your plethora myriad jokes anymore.
Veritable cornucopia.
I'm done.
I'll take that one from you.
He's taking it back.
Coupon code Big Kev will get you $10 off any order of $50 or more.
Correct.
Free shipping on any order of $100 or more.
Most items.
On most items, yes. Yes, you can order 30 pounds of sand and get
it to be
and
free
shipping. Right. So, and then $1,000 purchase, win a date with Scapegoat.
So there you go.
Still available, folks.
There you go.
And yeah, of course, Super Hour Collectibles, great sponsor of the show.
Yes.
You know that you want something over there, so why not go and check them out? It helps us. It helps them.
Yep.
Helps you.
Yeah.
And everybody's happy at the
Everybody's happy at the end. It's superpowercollectibles.com.
Do it.
OG, what did we talk about on this very long episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff?
Well, we started off talking about the G.I. Joe show at Suburban Final. Again, thank you to Rob and Benny from Tenacious Toys. Rob from Suburban Final, Benny from Tenacious Toys, for putting on a great event. It was a good time. Great to see everybody hang out.
Food, a little.
Look, it was free.
It would have to be.
It was free.
No one
it was hamburger and hot dogs. It was all right. I had two hamburgers.
Something resembling.
I stopped on the way home and got something else, but I had two hamburgers.
I stopped on the way home for a completely different reason. To get rid of them.
We also talked about the DC Villains crossover coming this September. This is a huge crossover across every single title.
It's like a takeover.
Huge.
Yeah. 52 titles, all villain related, should be epic and awesome. We also talked
both
about...
Both epic and awesome.
Both epic and awesome.
We hope.
We talked about the Guardians of the Galaxy casting. Benicio Del Toro, John C. Reilly, Glenn Close, Karen Gillan, and I don't think I'm leaving anybody else out.
No, not anyone we mentioned today. No.
Matt Smith is leaving Doctor Who, and we'll find out soon, hopefully, what that means and who the 12th Doctor will be.
I have received a message from Little Fifi.
Yes.
We will have a Little Fifi's Who stuff on the leaving of Matt Smith.
Okay.
For next week.
Okay.
Boom.
I'll believe it when I hear it. And I think
would
that
like
was
to make
it.
Make a monetary bet
I would
on
not
that,
like
OG?
To make a monetary bet. In segment two tonight, of course, we took that awesome voicemail. So again, if you would like to leave a voicemail.
Super fan David D.
Similar to David D's, you can call the GVM line.
At 425-920-6050. Really quality one.
Yes.
This is awesome. So
yes.
Yeah.
Thank
top
you for
that.
That. Yep.
Thank you for that.
That's exactly the kind of thing you can do over the GVM line.
A couple weeks in a row with good voicemails.
You
could
ask.
Before was good too.
Yep. You can ask a question. You can make some comments.
Yes.
You can... ask us to talk about something that you'd like to hear about, and that's great. Way to go. In fact, I think we got to send super fan Dave D a prize.
We can do that.
So let's do it. We're going to send super fan Dave D a prize for that excellent GVM call.
We'll have to go into the prize closet to find something, but shoot us a message, super fan Dave D, and give us your mailing info.
Yes, and you have to prove that you're you.
Yes.
And we know how to prove
it. Sure you do. And in comic books this week, handful of things. I picked up Green Arrow, Age of Ultron, Superior Spider-Man, and also the Pacific Rim prequel trade. Big Kev had a couple of books, one from last week.
Yes, I had Red Hood and the Outlaws Annual number 1,
right.
And I had Detective Comics number 21.
And you also had two awesome trades.
Awesome trades, yeah. Lone Wolf and Cub Volume 1. The original sort of anime series, if you will, reprinted from Dark Horse, over 700 pages in Volume 1 in the Omnibus. And then the Lone Wolf 2100 Omnibus, it's the only volume because it contains the entire story, the entire stuff that they did for the entire run of that book.
And you also have some Detritus. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Before the Detritus.
Wait, were you calling Star Wars?
No. I was calling
Star Wars Clone Wars magazine, not Detritus.
Not Detritus.
Episode, I'm sorry, issue number 18.
One of the last.
Probably one of the last, yeah. And then, yeah, in product, there was the questionable pieces from Monogram.
Right.
Which we don't understand.
And then, of course, the question piece from Eagle Boss.
Oh,
see what I did that?
I see what you did there. It's very clever.
I like it.
You know, I
like
try.
It.
And then they ham-handedly want you to now dance into the Justice League set by giving you Superman.
Yes.
So, for the same price, about $16. So.
And quick announcement, for those of you who have been asking about the Art Hustle cards, I think probably in the next week or two, we will have sets available for the fans.
Sets?
Yeah. Well, sets of our three cards.
Oh.
The AP version of the group card.
Right.
And our individual cards.
Nice.
So those will be available in about maybe 2 weeks.
And will we be specially stamping, gold stamping the...
We'll be specially something then.
We should get a gold pen.
Yeah.
And just sign them in gold.
Sign them in gold. That we could do that.
We could do that.
See, there you go.
There you go.
Of course, don't forget to check out the Amazon sponsor.
Yes.
It helps the show, and we appreciate that.
Yes.
Don't forget to continue to check out the website. Being updated sort of daily, maybe in some capacity.
Yep.
And hopefully more on that front coming soon.
Absolutely.
Of course, on Twitter, at BK Geekstuff, at GeekstuffOG, and
Scapegoat GS.
Yes. Scapegoat has promised again that he will become more active on
Twitter.
Tweet
views.
I will. I appreciate you guys reaching out, responding. I'm gonna reply to some of you guys. So thanks a lot for
keeping
the conversation
going. Are you gonna reply with some more tweet views?
There will be tweet views to
be
had.
Nice.
And I think that's it.
Awesome.
All right, OG, and with that, we will say goodnight. We will end this program the way we end all programs, by saying goodnight, Dingbat, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music. So